colleagues.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in whatever nook and cranny you hail from. Just getting through another 9/11 memorial after 12 years. Crazy thing happened at the Boston airport. There was a 9/11 training drill, of all things, at Logan International on the airport tarmac. And why they picked that day to do it, they just weren't thinking. See, this is why you have to double-check, triple-check, and that's when a meeting works. Oh, that's right. September 11th, we were heavily affected by that. So maybe we don't want to do a drill on that day. What happened was the airport announced on Facebook that they were running a drill that would include smoke on the tarmac at about 10 a.m. So people reacted to the post, were furious that the airport would conduct a drill on September 11th with smoke, fire alarms, all that kind of stuff. And one woman said, "It's like terrorism. It's nothing more than it." So they immediately turn around, and because we are a nation of apologists, and apologized for doing that fire training exercise. So I'm going to say that's the blunder, though, of the week. Because two of the four jets that were hijacked on September 11, 2001, departed from Logan International Airport. Sensitivity. I'm going to say that you really have to use a little sensitivity in this case, right? So there was a lot of moments of silence and wreath laying and that kind of thing at memorials all over the place, including Boston, because some of the people were from Boston, and all the sites, the names being read and different forms of a memorial. That whole idea of we'll never forget, I hope we never forget the people. Never forget what happened, but never, ever forget the people. I can remember after 9/11 living in New Jersey and seeing lots of trucks, lots of cars, lots of people walking around with shirts even that said, "We stand together, we won't forget," that kind of stuff. And have we forgotten? Have we just been lulled back into that big, comfortable slumber where we were for so long until our world, let's face it, was rocked in a direction we never thought, many of us never thought we would see in our lifetime? But we did. All right, speaking of being rocked, Vladimir Putin rocks the USA in an op-ed piece in The Gray Lady. So how about that? While his foreign minister is meeting in Switzerland with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, to try to work out some broad strokes for an agreement to take to Syria over chemical weapons, Putin's op-ed piece includes a couple of different pokes in the eye to the U.S., including this by saying the potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite strong opposition from many countries and major political and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation, potentially spreading the conflict far beyond Syria's borders. A strike would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. It would undermine multilateral efforts to resolve the, and this is Putin, the Iranian nuclear problem and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and further destabilize the Middle East and North Africa. It could throw the entire system of international law and order out of balance. Wow, the U.S., that's what he's saying. The U.S. could screw us because they could throw the entire system berserk internationally if they do this. If the United States does this. And then he talks about the differences of the countries. He talks about the United Nations Security Council and how important it was to be established and how successful they've been. And then this, to me, really, really was the big smash in the face. He says, it's alarming that military intervention and internal conflicts in foreign countries has become commonplace for the United States. Is it in America's long-term interest? I doubt it. Millions around the world increasingly see America not as a model of democracy, but as relying solely on brute force, cobbling coalitions together under the slogan, you're either with us or against us. So how about that? Putin deciding to poke the U.S. And because he's arguing against military action, against Syria, and talks specifically about the U.S., in a sense, jumping to conclusions that the Syrians didn't use the gas, that it wasn't the Syrian government. So, do we put aside all the mistrust and the awful feelings we have and find something positive to bring this together diplomatically? Well, it looks that way anyway. There's not necessarily going to be a targeted strike. Because diplomacy, in this case, I think would be preferable. There is a no-win situation for us. Chemical weapons stockpiles. Finding those weapons, destroying them, dismantling them, whatever. Verification is huge in this case. Because I have to think that a lot of those weapons by now would be hidden. Of course they would be hidden. Why would they be out in plain sight? The idea is, if Assad has them, is to keep them, not to give them up. And jumping into another war is the thing about this. There is no guarantees, targeted strike, that there won't be more than meets the eye happening here. So the main thing is the United States lacking perspective. You know, somebody told me one time, a wise man, that a cyclops lacks perspective. Get it? One way. So, how is the that's what's key. Who cleans up the mess when this is all said and done? I mean, U.S. law, rules of evidence, require that testimony be a first person, from the first person, right? No third-party testimony or hearsay evidence is allowed. So that's U.S. constitutional law. It's part of what Putin is saying. It might help where a crime has been committed to provide all the evidence pertinent to the crime to make it available. And that's what the president says they saw in the intel, which was the reason for having the conversation with America and saying we will have military strikes, except for we'll put it off for a couple of days to see what happens in Congress with a vote, if they finally take a vote, and the UN final report. Stay with us. Cheap movie review coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No, oh yes, to send me in the outer space at my fingers. I'll be true with diamonds and gold.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. When the crew of the Enterprise is called back home, they find an unstoppable force of terror from within their own organization has detonated the fleet and everything it stands for, leaving the world in a state of crisis. With a personal score to settle, Captain Kirk leads a manhunt to a war zone to capture a one-man weapon of mass destruction. Our heroes are propelled into an epic chess game of life and death. Love will be challenged, friendships will be torn apart, and sacrifices must be made for the only family Kirk has left, his crew. Star Trek Into Darkness stars Chris Pine and Simon Pegg. What happens when a child psychologist surprises his girlfriend by showing up at her political family's annual get-together at their Sag Harbor vacation home, only to find them desperately in need of therapy? Peoples is produced by Tyler Perry and stars Craig Robinson and Kerry Washington. Academy Award-winning director Susan Bayer directs this romantic comedy about two very different families brought together for a wedding in a beautiful Italian villa. Love Is All You Need stars Pierce Brosnan. TV series out this week on DVD and Blu-ray include Army Wives, the complete seventh season, the third season of Blue Bloods, Castle season 5, the second season of Homeland, and Big Bang Theory season 6. This week's cult classic, The Man Who Fell to Earth, is one of the few sci-fi films that can justifiably call itself brilliant. First off, the acting is wonderful. David Bowie is awesome, and I could not have imagined a better choice of actor. He plays the role to perfection with just the right emotion. Candy Clark is also incredible in her role. Then comes to the plot itself. Sure, it's a little hard to follow. A very strong atmosphere and mood is created, and the whole thing altogether is just mind-blowing. Very original, very artistic. Go and see it if you haven't already. 1980. David Bowie worked on the soundtrack to this film, but his efforts were rejected, and many of those ideas went on to be utilized in his 1977 album, Low. Towards the end of the film, in the record store, there is a display for David Bowie's Young Americans album. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic, right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Wow, great job, Jack. Excellent. He really pulled me into that. Now I think a couple of those I want to go and rent. Check them out. Speaking of checking out, a good thing to do to escape when life gets you down is to what? Go and see a movie. I don't know if this is an up movie or a down movie or just a funny movie. Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer star in this Blackish comedy called The Family. Take a listen.
There was a time when I had it all. People would ask me, what was it like being untouchable? The question they really should have asked was, what happens when it's all over?
You set a good example by snitching on your friends in the mob.
We're not in Brooklyn anymore.
I don't think there's anywhere further from Brooklyn than this rat hole.
I'm sick of being your witness protection.
Welcome to France.
Try to fit in. I'm getting tired of finding you a new place to live every 90 days.
So, do we still have the same names?
No, we are the Blake family.
Anything to report? Kids, cool.
Oops. That, you know, that was just better than we knew.
You're a maniac.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the complaints I have received.
Complaints?
Corruption, theft, bribery.
I want to see my lawyer.
Du beurre de cacahuète. Peanut butter.
On the right, after the dog food.
Merci.
Stupid American.
How's your day?
Fine.
What else could happen to you and your family when they find you?
We're here to make sure that don't happen, right?
Try not to make my job impossible.
There is so much fun there.
The cleanup operation. Get that family out of there.
I confess it's been years since I went to confession.
Your family's the incarnation of evil.
What is all this grief about?
Where is your phone?
You don't mind your phone.
I gotta find my kids.
Insane. How was the first day?
Nothing special.
And I'm feeling good.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him. I took him to the hospital.
Who's going
to
fix the pipes now?
Well, who's going to rebuild the supermarket that burned down the day we got here? Huh?
All right, seems to me that could be pretty funny if you like the mob thing. There was a movie that Michelle Pfeiffer was actually in called Married to the Mob, and that was quite clever. I don't know if it'll quite live up to that for Michelle Pfeiffer, and I have a feeling that the scenes that you just heard are some of the best scenes in the movie, and that's a problem. If you like scary, you may like this movie. I'm going to shorten the title, Insidious. Take a listen.
Oh, I'm coming home.
We're going to be at Grandma's house for a little bit.
If I build a all will be.
Nothing's gonna bother us. Not anymore. We have our son back.
When
we are a family again.
What does she want?
I heard voices in the hallway. Is there something wrong with Daddy, Mom?
Whatever it was that was haunting my family, it's not done with us.
I know what happened. I went into that place to get our son back, and something evil followed me.
Get out of my head!
There's someone standing in front of you. He's talking to you.
What's he saying?
He's got your baby. 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 He's got your baby.
He's got your baby.
All right, seems a little freaky to me. Doubt I would put this on my list. It's just horror, things mixed in between. Patrick Wilson I like, Rose Byrne I like, but I think they made this with a vision in mind, but it just didn't really hit the vision. 1 hour, 45 minutes, maybe that's the best part about Insidious 2. Insidious 2. This one may, you know, strike a chord with some of you. It is called While We Were Here.
Excuse me? Castello Oreganese.
Andare.
Andare.
I'm actually going there now, to the castle.
Do you speak English now?
Yeah. Why, do you think I was Italian? I came out here with this organization dedicated to studying the relic populations of dolphins and whales.
I can't tell if they're joking.
I'm dead serious.
He is playing a concert at the end of the month. How early?
Sorry, just give me a minute.
People are depending on me. I've committed myself.
Now when you were 19, carefree and full of possibility, you reminded me of that. Are you listening?
You made me feel nervous.
You made me feel calm.
Hear that story about the wrench string? We're all connected by this wrench string. Someone you bump into on the street, destined to be your soulmate.
There you go. Check it out. Stay with us.
Diet choices can help. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
And boy, what a big week one. He's got to brag on this because he had a really great week. Brandon, you were hitting on all pistons. That had to feel good, huh?
Well, I'm not one to ever brag because the gambling gods do not like people who brag. So
I know.
Let's not brag. Let's just talk about the fact that it's nice when you get on the right side of games and things hold true. Came on your show. I gave out the over in Denver and the Ravens Thursday night and actually used that play on the website, cast that in, and then Saturday in college football, Miami Hurricanes outright, kept it going there. And then on Sunday, we did get the push with the Bengals, a little disappointed that they were in control of that game up 11 in the fourth and let it slip away. But then, you know, you release a three-team parlay, which I don't do often, but there were three games that I really loved. And all three, imagine if you have these three games. Imagine if you need them for a parlay. Imagine if you need them for the 6-1 payout, and they're these three games. The Saints with the goal line stand in the last 15 seconds. Winner. Then you go to Seattle with the touchdown pass down the right sideline. Winner. And then you close it out with San Francisco not being able to get the first down with 40 seconds to go and kicks the covering field goal for the three-team parlay winner. I should have got paid double just on the excitement of the three-team parlay winner.
Yeah, no kidding. That was crazy. Absolutely crazy. So now we have week two. And Thursday, this game I love, the Jets and the Patriots. Is New England going to slaughter the Jets or nah?
It's a game where I wish I would have seen a lot more from New England to be able to gauge what I'm going to do with that 12 number. Quite frankly, I believe that in my heart, New England is not as good as we make them out to be. Let's put this in perspective for all your listeners, just so we can grasp what we're dealing with. The New England Patriots lost Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, Wes Welker. His three main targets on that football are gone. Now listen, you can say that new guys coming in are good and this and that, but he had one thing you need in the NFL, chemistry. So before I'm going to lay 12 with the New England Patriots, I'm going to step back and watch him for a couple weeks. Now, with that being said, Bill Belichick eats up rookie quarterbacks, and Geno Smith was, he did a good job last week, but I'm going to step back and see if this kid implodes this week. So for me, if I have a play on the game, it would probably be a play on a total, and I don't know which way I'm leaning there. But for all your listeners, I want to do this. I'm going to give you a free one-day pass to every one of my handicappers, absolutely free. You can get it tomorrow. Just go to the website. Get a hold of my customer service people. Told me they heard you on your show, and I'll give them a free day. They can show my handicappers and see what we do, and you get tomorrow's play free.
Oh, I love it. BrandonLang.com. Easy to go there. Absolutely. So pay attention to that. Okay, so the Falcons in the hole out of the gate, and they're hosting the Rams. This looks like it could be a good day for somebody I call Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. What do you think?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm not a real big fan of Matty Ice. I mean, I know people love the guy. People love what he does and so on and so forth. But quite frankly, he just keeps coming up short in the big game. He just does. And I don't know why that he can't execute their offense. They're at the goal line, four cracks at it, and he comes up a little short again. And now you're asking him to lay that kind of number against the St. Louis team that has a defense that I feel personally matches up real well with him. If you look at the numbers, Jeff Fisher is 7-1 as a road dog last year. They covered 7 of 8 games as a road dog last year. I mean, you look at this team, they're getting it done on the road, and that's a tough number to go against. I would lean toward the points. I would probably come big with St. Louis, but due to the fact that the Falcons, last 2 years, 21-11 as a home favorite in the regular season. So conflicting trends. I would lean toward the dog, a little flat spot for Atlanta off the loss to New Orleans.
All right. Packers and the Redskins. That's a 1 o'clock East Coast kick. The Redskins, of course, lose the first one to Philly. Is this an easy one to lay here with Green Bay at home?
Man, was it just me or did RG3 look really, really rusty?
He looked bad.
I mean, so now you're asking him to go on the road and step up and get it done. One thing about Mike Shanahan, he's something else as an underdog. 6-2 as a regular season underdog in 2012. So, again, it seems like the Skins go against him as a favorite, take him as a dog. I've said that for years, and I would probably lean towards that way as well, that they'll figure out a way to hang around in that game.
All right, they'll figure out a way to hang around. So the Dallas Cowboys end up beating the Giants, who had crazy 6 turnovers. But the thing is, the Giants almost came back in that one. So now you got the Cowboys on the road against Kansas City.
You know what a mirage is? You know what a mirage is.
Yes.
Okay, a mirage. So here's your mirage with the Dallas Cowboys. You score 36 points. You get 6 turnovers. But 2 of those turnovers were returned for touchdowns. So take away 14 points and you're dealing with 22 points. You got 4 turnovers and you can only convert that into 22 points. You give somebody 6, you give Peyton Manning 6 turnovers, he beat you 72-7. So
crazy.
I don't really believe the Dallas Cowboys are as good as we think they are. I think they're going to be in some trouble. You start beating teams on the road in the NFL 28-2, and I understand it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I'm sorry. My lean, listen to this, the Dallas Cowboys 6-23 against the spread on the road since 2010. Think about that for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
So, there we go. My lean is towards Kansas City.
Yeah. I have to agree. That's great stat, too. 6-23 in the road. That's terrible. Eagles hosting the Chargers after coming off of that road win against the Redskins.
Over.
Yeah.
To play every Eagles game over, and I will almost assure you, 10 of their 16 games this year are going to over the post. So you run 50-something plays in the first half. You score 17 points in 4 minutes, and your coach says we can play faster. You couldn't pay me to bet an Eagles game under the posted total at all this year. Even before Chip Kelly came rolling in, Philadelphia had gone over 7 of 8 last year at home, 9 of their last 11 at home, their last 11 going over the posted total. So there you go. I will ride overs with Philly all year long.
All right, ride them over. The Texans host the Titans, and in this one, you know, you saw the Texans and how they were able to hang, obviously. But what do you think happens now in front of the home crowd? Is it going to be a big one?
Yeah, one thing I've always said about Houston is you just, there's certain teams that you lay the number with, and they're immediately the right side of the game, and Houston's one of those teams. Give Tennessee credit for capitalizing on Pittsburgh turnovers and getting a big road win. But early on in the year, you're playing back-to-back the road in the NFL. Understand that the Texans own this Tennessee team. They won and covered the last three, four of the last five, and as a home favorite, their last 17, the Texans are 12-5 against the number. Too many good numbers to even look the other way. Right side of the game, clearly, to Houston Texans.
Saints and the Buccaneers, late game, 4:05 kick East Coast time. Bucks, what do you think? Hosting.
As my wife says, who's from Trampa, she says the Buccaneers. I think they're in big trouble here. Saints have covered four of the last five at Raymond James, and they've won the last three and covered the last three in this series. Bad matchup. Real bad match for the Bucks, who, by the way, since 2009, Tampa Bay 3-12 is a home dog. Ow! They're not making anybody any money.
Wow, no kidding. Ooh, that's a great stat. The Giants now, after coming off that loss in Dallas, hosting the Broncos, who lit up the board, Peyton Manning, you were talking about it, on that Thursday night opener. So what happens in this one?
Pull the Peyton Manning slot machine. You pull it. You're waiting for 3-7s across the board. Peyton Manning is 6-0 against the spread his last six regular season games, 9-2 his last 11 regular season games. They're 4-1 as a road chalk last year, 6-2 going back to 2011. Everything lining up Broncos. I think the Giants are in big trouble. They just signed Brandon Jacobs. Hell, my buddy Gabe they could sign from Columbus, Ohio. He'd probably be in the backfield doing a great job as well. They're in trouble here. I think Denver's the play. Any game involving, listen, you come out of the box throwing 7 touchdown passes, do you want to be on the wrong side of him being hot against a Giants secondary that blitzes and plays behind it?
Nope.
Bad matchup. I think it rolls.
I like it. Bad matchup. Okay, the Bengals, and we're jumping to Monday night, the Bengals and the Steelers. What do you like to happen here?
Boy, this is a tough one.
I think this is a real tough one.
Yep. I think this is, you know, all of a sudden Cincinnati goes from being an undervalued underdog in the series, and all of a sudden off a Pittsburgh loss, here you come asking them to cover a 6.5 number. Now, with that being said, Pouncey's out. The offensive line for Pittsburgh's in bad shape. And listen, the bottom line is if the tight end for Sanu for Cincinnati, he doesn't fumble at the 20 in the fourth quarter, they win that game. So going into Chicago and beating them, I don't know what I'm doing with that game right now. The numbers tell you that Pittsburgh's won 5 in a row straight up against Cincinnati prior to that loss last December at Heinz Field, but they're 5-12 against the spread away from home since 2011. So I'll wait to see what the line does, see if it goes up to 7 or comes down to 6. Right now my lean would probably be to tease Cincinnati down, take the total up and go under. That seems like a good little special Kate two-team teaser for Monday night, but I'll wait as far as what the line does to see what I'm going to do with the side.
All right, I love it. Go to BrandonLang.com. Awesome stuff. Brandon, thanks so much.
Again, thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me. Your listeners, just go to the website, email my customer service, tell them they heard me on your show. I'll give them a day pass for all my handicappers, and it's absolutely free.
Woo, that's great. Hey, thanks, Brandon.
All right, thanks, kiddo.
All right, bye-bye.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lots of emails to get to, plenty of thoughts. I always say that you can send them to us by hitting us, tapping us at americatonight.net. A quick follow-up to a conversation that we had about the bikers, 2 million bikers that were headed toward D.C. They went around the Beltway. It was pretty incredible. I guess there were a lot out there, maybe not 2 million in force, but close to 1 million anyway. And isn't that interesting? And I saw some of the footage of the bikers riding into D.C., and it was pretty cool, I have to say, to see the lines and lines and lines of them just making their way to the city. And good for them that they decided to do the Beltway thing instead of just completely trashing the city and going right through the middle of it. And they, you know, even though they were denied a National Park Service permit to assemble in the National Mall, they did roll around the Beltway. So Bravo in honor of 9/11. A lot of people did a lot of different things. And, of course, they were also combating the Million Muslim March that infuriated so many people. And some of you actually wrote about that. So we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Marv, who says, Million Muslim March, my rump. What is the deal with that, Kate? I don't understand it. Just September 11th, certainly you know what people think in their minds. And, yes, can we separate somebody who's an extremist from somebody who is an American and whatnot? But why should we be asked to do that? I think this was an in-your-face kind of thing. And insisting on doing it on 9/11, and really the whole thing, from what I understand, fell very much on its face because very few people actually ended up going to D.C. Yeah, they did. There were people, it was supposedly patriotic Muslims that were there to combat the Million Muslim March, and it seemed like there was going to be this big showdown, and the showdown kind of just fizzled. Yes, there were people there. It was like a few hundred people, from what I was told, walking down the street. So it didn't turn out to be some giant, huge protest, the way it was being billed as. And, it's interesting because I think the bikers and the other groups that decided that they were gonna go to Washington as well to say in your face, we're gonna go too. But, so for whatever reason, the whole idea that there was going to be this denouncing of a culture of anti-Muslims, it was a bust. It didn't really take off. So as much as there was lots of rhetoric, the one that took off the most was actually the bikers. Okay, this one from Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, Kate, man, I have to tell you, I am so tired of hearing about Syria. Anything. Talk about anything else but Syria. Finally, it seems as though this is crescendoing into something. I don't know what, but I have to tell you, you talked about Duck Dynasty on your show getting 11 million viewers. And I have to say, I'm one of them now because I'd rather watch Duck Dynasty and their silly antics than be involved in the nonsense that we keep hearing over and over again with our foreign policy and everything else in between coming in and around Washington. We just got to get that third party going, sweetheart. That's the deal. You said it in the beginning. I remember. Third party, I'm all for it. Why don't you run? Yeah, you know, the Republican Party actually is pumping like $6 million into getting more females involved in politics. In other words, finding the right kind of women to actually run because, you know, that's sort of the whole push now. Let's add some diversity to the ranks. But politically speaking, I can't imagine with the way things are now in being involved in a do-nothing Congress where you can't get anything passed, where you talk for years about immigration reform and, oh, this is a problem. And then it's not even like taking, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Well, they're not even taking little bites. It's ridiculous. So I wouldn't have the patience for that. I definitely wouldn't be political material. I don't know about any of you. Do you ever think of running for something locally and then seeing where it went? Locally might be the way to go. On a national level, it would be too frustrating. It would just be like banging your head against the proverbial wall, I think. Rand Paul is trying to be the antithesis of that because he doesn't care what people think. He goes for it. Here's what I think. Here's what isn't being done. And if I have to be a goofball and filibuster, or if I have to jump up and grandstand, but then prove my points, boom, 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 I'm going to do it. And I don't care if I have to go against the grain of what people think should happen. And his views are, more toward the libertarian side. And, you know, we do need that third party. We do need the sort of the voice of reason. Could we really have the voice of reason? Somebody who can still listen to what they believe is totally wrong and negotiate, and they know how to negotiate with another side. They know how to listen to another side. And part of that is because nobody lives in Washington anymore. Nobody socializes at all anymore. It used to be that they did. There are, in fact, famous stories of people going to Ebbets Grill who were the staunch Republican and the flaming liberal, and they were good buddies, you know, the Democrat and the Republican, the extremist and the moderate, you know, whatever labels you want to throw out there. I mean, those saloons are filled with those kinds of stories, but not these days. They're not. All right, didn't want to get off on too much of a tangent. Okay, here we go. Here is Sheila, who says, Kate, I have to tell you, I love your cheap movie review. I've actually taken some of the suggestions, and I like it when you point out that this might be a good film to see with a family. I have a young family, and a couple of the suggestions that you made, we went and saw the movie. One of them was Iron Man. And Iron Man, I thought, for my young son, was great. He is kind of a Marvel, he's becoming a Marvel fan, but we really hadn't introduced him to Iron Man, and now he's seen all three. Although it was a little bit backwards, we couldn't help ourselves, and it was pretty decent. And the language and everything else was okay. It wasn't R, and it was right there in his wheelhouse. So thanks. How about that? That's the first time that's the third time we've gotten something on the cheap movie review. And don't forget, my pal Jack from Down Under does also those DVDs, and they're so good because that's the way to go. You're too busy, you missed the movie you wanted to see, so you're waiting. Just wait, put it on a list, and then get the DVD. You can watch it wherever. I mean, now you just have, if you had a little, one of those little Next pads or whatever they are, any of those, the iPad, the more expensive version or whatever, you can certainly download movies now. Now people are watching them on their phone. It's wild how far and how fast technically that we've come. But regardless, whatever you watch it on, that's a great way to do it. Unless it's one of those movies that is just made for the big screen, All right, here's our last one. This from Luke in California, who says, man, Kate, I'm so tired of everybody trashing the president. I think he did fine in his address to the nation. He just talked like a regular person. He gets slammed if he talks above it. He gets slammed if he talks like he could live next door to you or I. This guy just can't win. I think America needs to get off his back and support the president for once. Yeah, but you know, the polls, foreign policy wise, are not smiling in his favor. He's dropped 14, 15 points since the beginning of the year, and his approval rating is somewhere right in the middle. So he's right in the middle. That's what it is at this point, anyway. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.